Random House Audio presents Juliet by Anne Forche. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned, and some punished, for never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. Shakespeare. The Prologue. They say I died. My heart stopped and I was not breathing. In the eyes of the world, I was really dead. Some say I was gone for 3 minutes, some say 4. Personally, I am beginning to think death is mostly a matter of opinion. Being Juliet, I suppose I should have seen it coming. But I so wanted to believe that this time around, it would not be the same old lamentable tragedy all over. This time, we would be together forever, Romeo and I, and our love would never again be suspended by dark centuries of banishment and death. But you can't fool the bard. And so I died as I must, when my lines ran out and fell back into the well of creation. Oh, happy pen, this is thy sheet, there ink, and let me begin. Act 1, Scene 1. Alack, alack, what blood is this which stains the stony entrance of this sepulchre? It has taken me a while to figure out where to start. You could argue that my story began more than 600 years ago with a highway robbery in medieval Tuscany, or, more recently, with a dance and a kiss at Castello Salimbeni when my parents met for the first time.